Welcome to the Married and Naked podcast. I'm Tammy, founder of the blog Married and Naked, certified sexuality coach and speaker.
And I'm Joel, TV host, motivational speaker, and the guinea pig to the lessons you're about to learn.
We're high school sweethearts married over 2 decades, and we're on a mission to help you create the marriage you desire and deserve. Let's get naked. Hi, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the Married and Naked podcast. Happy to have all of you here with us today. How are you, Joel? You're just full of giggles and laughs already.
So behind the scenes here, I just tried to do exactly what you just did, which is welcome in the listeners. And you looked at me like, are you kidding me? Do not try to take this thing over. I start this bad boy up. That's the look I got from you. Is that how you felt?
Don't make me sound like that. I did not say or do anything about it.
I didn't say you did. You looked at me with that look. Is it true? Yes or no?
Stop it. You make me look bad.
No, baby. Come on. You cannot look bad.
For me, it's more about just consistency of episodes. That's all.
And let me just tell you, she prides herself so much on this consistency, and it's pretty cool. It's actually worked out really well for us. So I will heed to your dirty looks and let you take it over. So let's start it off. Ready? Go.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Married and Naked podcast. I thought we'd start today, Joel, with checking in on the goals that you and I had set in our earlier podcast episode about marriage goals, and check in and see how we're doing with that and share with the listeners our update.
Yeah, I think it's a great time to check in because at this point in the year, you know, we're only a month and a half, almost 2 full months into the year. Most people who've set goals, whether it be personal goals, business goals, or in our case, relationship goals, they've all gone out the window at this point.
Well, we talked about the difference between goals and resolutions and how I don't like the word resolution because that does tend to set us up for failure. And you are right that most people who set New Year's resolutions, they only last about 6 weeks or so into that. So most people by now have given up.
Yeah. So we're just crossing that 6 week point. So I wonder, just people listening to this, like check in with yourself. Have you completely forgot about what you put down on paper or what you thought about or what you would hope for in the beginning of the year? I'm just curious, you know?
Yes. And if our previous episode inspired you to set some marriage goals, it's time for you to check in as well. How are you doing with those goals?
So checking in on how we're doing with our goals. So our goal was to do something a little bit novel and different once a month. And now we are basically wrapping up February right now or getting to the end of February. And I'm so excited to report this just in. Tammy and Joel have gone out not once, but twice this year. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean novel.
We have met our once a month goal so far.
So if our first 2 dates prove out to be a pattern that we can duplicate throughout the rest of the year, I'm so looking forward to, date you more often because they have been so much fun.
They have. And I have to give you a ton of credit here because you're the one that's really made these two happen. So in January, what did we do?
So in January, for the first time in our relationship, you and I went out to a bar for the purpose of enjoying the atmosphere, the spirits, grab a bite to eat, and we had a great time. Now, we've ended up at bars before with the group, but never have you and I just said, hey, we're going to go to this place for the purpose of really enjoying each other's time and spirits and have a great time. And we did that.
Yes, we did. And I don't know what other bars are like. We've only really been to the bar maybe in Cancun, and that's like a swim-up bar.
Yeah, that doesn't really
count.
The
one you walk to in your flip-flops. This was when we got dressed up, and it was a gorgeous place called The Hive in Ontario, California, very close by to where we live. It was beautiful. There was a DJ. There was incredible music, an awesome vibe to it, and we just had the best time. And I had myself some delicious margaritas. And Joel got to watch on since he was driving me home. So thank you for that, sweetheart.
I don't really drink myself. I get tired. It knocks me out. That's the easiest way to put it, right?
You definitely do drink some things here.
Yeah, a little bit of wine here and there.
But you can't handle much before you're...
Gosh, I need a nap.
Yeah.
So anyways, it was nice. I just had a, you know, a couple Diet Cokes and some water, and you enjoyed margaritas and we enjoyed the atmosphere, and it was so much fun, right?
Yeah. We just enjoyed hanging out together. So that was a big win. And then date two for February was a huge surprise. I was speaking actually at a church in Temecula. I get invited sometimes to come and speak. And I was doing a marriage talk that I was super nervous about and I had prepared for weeks and was under so much stress just getting ready for this talk and just maintaining life at the same time. And when it was over, I was saying, okay, you know, we need to check traffic as to when we're going to get home, make sure we get home in time for the kids or whatever. And you said, I just need to let you know we're not going home tonight. And I just burst into tears. Then you told me that you had planned for us to stay at a winery because Temecula is wine country. And I do love myself a nice glass of wine. And more than that, I love wine country. And more than that, I love a night away with my hubby. So you had planned this wonderful night for us. I was so overwhelmed and so excited. And we just had this gorgeous room at this beautiful winery. And we went and tasted delicious wines, or primarily me, and had amazing food and just had the best time. We literally just spent probably 2 hours taking pictures there.
Yeah, we did.
It was so pretty.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah. So Joel won big time for that one.
But, you know, to be fair, you really had your head down, working really hard, not just on this talk, but about the other project that, you know, we'll share about coming up here as well in a future podcast. But you've been really working, burning both ends of the candle, and to where you're going to bed late and you're waking up early and you just had it. I mean, you could see you were done. It's just something that I knew you were just going to totally appreciate, especially since you do love wine country. I mean, it's just beautiful. It's just gorgeous. And I got to tell you, I absolutely fell in love with it as well. I didn't do it to see the tears in your eyes, but oh my gosh, it was such a bonus.
So that was special date night. That was Valentine's celebration. That was all things wrapped up in one, which was awesome. So far, our score on continuing our goals. Well, actually, that's just one of the goal. The doing something novel once a month, something a little extra fun. We are 100% so far.
Mm-hmm.
The other goal was to go on lunch, breakfast, dinner date at least once a week. How would you say we're doing on that one?
I'd say on that one, we're probably at about 70%. And
most of that's my fault, the 30%.
Yeah, and it's not bad. I mean, really, I just said you had so much going on at the end of January, beginning of February, not to even mention that we're having worked on at our house. So it's been a little bit of a challenge with that as well. So, I mean, I think it's like 70%, but I think we're both okay with that because of the understanding we have about, you know, time is of the essence of what you're working on. And we're doing great, you know, with the other stuff. So the other dating goals that we had, which have been awesome.
I'm happy with 70%. I think that we've done a very good job and it's helped us maintain connection through some pretty chaotic couple months. So yeah, I'd say win-win so far.
So far, for sure. Now, can I just say that I mentioned to you the other night and you had that deer in the headlights look? I said, okay, well, these first two dates have been my ideas, so...
So the pressure's on, is what you're saying? No. The pressure's on me.
And like I said, no pressure, just hey, you've got the next one at least.
But I don't know that I can like live up to what you've done for us.
This is not a competition. The goal is to connect and to do something novel.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be surprise, you know, wine country, tears, all that stuff.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'll take you to like Buffalo Wild Wings and we'll call it a day.
Yeah. A vegan at Buffalo Wild Wings. This is going to be awesome, sweetie.
Someday they'll have vegan ones for me.
You're going to have a great time there. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, speaking of dating, that is the topic that I wanted to talk about today. So many of us, when we are young, date so we can find the one, right? And when we find someone interesting, we continue to date or court them, and then we pursue the person in hopes to fall in love. and we pursue in hopes they feel the same way. And if it clicks on both ends, then we thank our lucky stars that we can stop dating and settle into marriage, right? And we think, whew, we made it.
Don't have to do that anymore.
Right. But contrary to what all the rom-coms will lead us to believe, the act of getting married is not the end. It's just the beginning. What we don't realize, and what you and I didn't realize, and I think many people don't realize, is that in order to have a happy marriage, that pursuit, the courtship, the dating, it needs to continue, which is why Joel and I felt it so important to make it our marriage goals for the year. You hear a lot of people talk about continuing to date your spouse and that you should do that. But the question is, why is that so important? And to think to yourself, I'm sure many of us think, haven't I done all the work already in order to win over the one I love? Like, I've worked so hard just to get to that point and to get to the point of marriage. Now, can't I just stop dating? Why do I have to keep working? One of the things that I like to say a lot is that you cannot sit back and hope for a happy marriage. You have to create one. And I think that one of the most valuable lessons that you and I have learned, Joel, is that marriage is not a destination. The work is never done. It's a creative process that we mold and shape as we go. Marriage to me is like a living thing. It's not stagnant. It moves. And sometimes it moves towards the sun, and sometimes it kind of withers in the shadows. And I think we all dream of having a marriage that's thriving and living and breathing and growing. And if that's what you want, and I know that's what Joel and I want, then the key to moving it towards the light is to create intention behind your love. If anything is left to sit stagnant without nurturing, it cannot grow. It will wilt and shrivel and deteriorate. Anything that lives needs to be nourished and cultivated in order to flourish. And marriage is no different. If it's left alone in the shadows, it will fade and perish. And there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that that is true.
I think back to what got you to start the Married and Naked podcast, you know, years and years ago when we were really in a bad way and you started going through these four steps that just completely turned our relationship around. And the one that jumps off the page when you're talking about this for me was connection. We weren't dating each other. We weren't, I mean, we all that was out the window. So what you're referring to in my mind is how to find time to reconnect with each other. And for me, that whole connection thing started with us figuring out ways that you and I could date at home or go on a trip with each other. So I know this is just a huge extension of that, and that's dating each other.
Mm-hmm. Dating was what led us towards connection. And connection has become one of the pillars of our strength. And without that, things don't go so well. Things kind of start to crumble and fall. And way back, we didn't have pillars.
No, we didn't.
There was nothing.
You created them, which is...
We were a mess. And through some very specific events when we were trying to work on our marriage led us to these pillars. And now we stand strong on those pillars with connection being one of them. And dating is by far the easiest way to maintain connection.
And by the way, if you're not familiar with what we're referring to, the pillars and how Tammy started the Married and Naked blog, which now has led to the podcast, please look back at the Four Secrets to the Ultimate Marriage podcast. And again, we're talking about
the episode on connection.
Connection, yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. But there's four of them.
Yes.
So, you know, going back to this one, now we're talking about specifically dating and finding something novel, which to me is just like adding to this pillar, mm-hmm. connection, really. Right. And it's so fun. And we haven't done it like this. We've done it in different ways where we date at home and we, you know, do overnights and we take a trip every year with just the two of us. But this is like really cool. And I'm thinking, why didn't we do this before?
Well, we didn't do it before because I had never heard Esther Perel talk before.
That's right.
Who is the specialist marriage, I don't know, guru. And she has her own podcast too, but she talks about novelty and how important it is to keep a sense of novelty in your marriage and that sense of fun and how that can increase not only connection, but increase desire and increase eroticism and things like that. So that's why I wanted to make it one of our goals for this year, to try to amplify the connection in our life. And we're talking the words connection a lot, but really the focus here is on dating. But without dating, it's difficult to maintain connection. And connection has to be intentional. And that's one of the other really powerful lessons that you and I learned, was that we had to create connection. Just like I said, you have to create a happy marriage. Well, you got to get intentional by creating connection. We thought our connection was gone, right? Back in those days, we didn't feel connected at all. And we were just kind of hoping one day it was going to come back. And yeah, what we learned through this huge process that we took was that we had to create that connection. It wasn't just going to come back. We had to get intentional about it. And the way we got intentional was setting up date nights for ourselves at home.
Yeah.
Because we were so overwhelmed with kids, young kids at that time, we didn't think it would be very easy for us to get out and do dates, because it costs money and you've got to get a sitter and it's kind of a pain. So we thought, if we're going to stick to this, then we've got to do date night at home. And that's what we would do. We would do it after the kids went to bed, and we would shut the door and have date night at home. And so dating for us was the key to reclaiming connection. So for me, dating is vital when you're married. Yeah. You don't get to stop once you've said I do, because that's the absolute key to that pillar of connection.
I know there's a lot of relationships out there that have this as their pillar.
Sure.
And they're really good at it. They're really great at it. In fact, I can think of one right off the top of my head where I always admired how much they spend time dating, going out, having a good time, and how it keeps them connected. So thank you, Esther, for pointing this out, the novelty. I do want to ask you a quick question. I don't know if I'm jumping ahead or if I'm peeling back anything, but you'd said something about keep desire and keep things, you know, fresh and exciting. How's that working for you, by the way?
Wow. Talk about putting me on the spot. I think when you're doing something that's a little exciting, that's a little bit out of your norm, then it's going to increase desire. And that's definitely, I think, worked for us. This year so far has been good with that, if you agree with me on that one. And I can see why, when she talks about that, why that is. That's a whole other podcast episode.
Okay.
So we're just talking about the importance of dating here. And one of our goals was to include novelty in the dating. You don't have to. Right. Your goal may just to be get the heck out of the house, or let me just get a solid 2 hours alone with my spouse. If that's where you're at, then that's where you're at. Our kids are older now, so Joel and I have a little bit of flexibility in what we get to claim as our date night. But wherever you're at, the key here and what I want you to take away is that if you're feeling a disconnect to your partner, one of the ways, and maybe the easiest, most fun, most important way, is just to begin to regularly have a date night. So getting back to thinking of your marriage as a living thing that needs to be nourished and cultivated in order to flourish, if you think of it that way, then you can have a better understanding as to why dating is so important to continue to do. We date to connect, and to feel connected is to feel love. So here's something important to think about. I don't know if you think about it this way, Joel, but love is both a noun and a verb. And I've never thought of it this way. But love, the noun, is the feeling of attachment and fondness and devotion. Mm-hmm. Love is a feeling. Love, the verb, is the act of cherishing, adoring, treasuring, and choosing. To love is to choose. So to create a happy marriage, you must intentionally choose your partner and your relationship. You must wake up every day and make a conscious choice to love them. Love is a choice. It's a choice to nurture and love your partner. Love and happiness is something we must design and cultivate daily, actually. And with that, a marriage can thrive. Do you feel like that's been true for us?
Oh, without a doubt.
When we got intentional about our marriage?
Without a doubt. 100%.
And I just want you all to remember that Joel and I are not perfect at this at all. We're telling you how excited we are about the fact that we had an actual date. We haven't been all that great about getting out and having dates. I can't even really remember us doing that. in a long time. We've done our dinners, mm-hmm. or we've really done breakfast or lunch.
Yeah.
But it's different than kind of putting some intention and some excitement into a night for each other. So we're not perfect at this. That's why I had to become a goal, because I wanted to work on it. Just keep that in mind, that we may be steps ahead of you, you may be steps ahead of us, but we're all just doing the best we can. But just keep in mind that all we're trying to do is help you cultivate the marriage that you desire to have. And if you're desiring more connection, then this is a key component to begin to look at, how can I incorporate more of this into our relationship, and how can I be more intentional every day in choosing love, in choosing connection, in choosing my partner every day.
Can I say one of the things that I really enjoyed about our date, which was different from our lunch and our breakfast once a week dates, because it's not the same.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not the same.
You just think about the act of getting ready for something like this. When we go to lunch, we go to breakfast. It's, you know, usually breakfast, it's after we work out. And we're, you know, just, we're spent physically, and our looks aren't necessarily the most gussied up. But this was, these last couple of times were so exciting because we were getting ready for each other, you know, like a date would be. Yeah. Like if you were dating somebody for the first time, you're gussing yourself up, you're looking your best. Then you're going out and try new things. For us, we went to a new restaurant we'd never been to before. Then we went to this bar we shared that we've never been to before. And so there was so much new in each one of those things. Each one of those steps is so exciting to experience together, which goes back to the whole novelty thing. You and I hadn't done this in a very, very, very long time.
Yeah, it was exciting.
Yeah.
Every little step of it. Yes, it was. You're right. So one of the best ways to maintain or improve connections, as we've said, is to date each other regularly, as you did before marriage, where you spend one-on-one time, where you give undivided attention, where you show each other interest, and you learn about each other. Before you're married, you don't really think about what it'll take to maintain that marriage. And you really have no idea. I know we didn't have any idea how hard it was going to be. There's no thought that there will be days when to love and to cherish will feel like impossible vows. And every marriage is going to go through that, believe it or not. And that those are the days that making the choice to love will matter the most. A happy marriage is a marriage whose partners are intentional, once again, about showing up for each other, intentional about making time for each other, intentional about prioritizing their relationship. It took Joel and I many, many years to truly understand this concept. We have to intentionally create connections. We have to intentionally choose to love. We have to intentionally show up for our marriage and each other every day. And if we let it go too long, as happened many years ago, without that intention, cracks begin to show. And over time, and without nourishments, those cracks will become, and did become for us, huge gaping wounds. And trust us when we say we know this to be true. One of the best ways to keep the cracks at bay is to go out and have fun. And here's the good news about this. We talk so much about all the work that goes into marriage, because it is a ton of work, right? It's exhausting sometimes. But here's the thing about dates. Dates is fun work.
Yeah.
It's the fun time of work, you know? Like, you get to have a good time, and that good time, you're actually doing the work.
Yeah, which doesn't feel like work.
No, it doesn't feel like work, but it truly is some of the most important work that you can do for your marriage.
I will say that it is hard to press down a time. Okay, fine, we're going to do it on this time. In fact, we had to postpone 1 week the first time. So that's where the work comes in, is you're really pushing that time down on a calendar, and you're staying committed to that time. Like, we're going to do this no matter what.
Yeah.
And of course, no matter what, life starts to catch up and tries to stop it from happening.
That's where intention comes back, and being really strong and standing true to what you agreed to do. So let's put date night on the calendar, guys. Let's connect and let's get intentional about our marriage. The couple that nourishes their love flourishes in love.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, don't let this be just a February thing, you know? Valentine's Day is once a year. This can literally be every month, every other week, or every week, depending on how much intention, you know, you're able and willing to put into the relationship.
Yeah, and don't feel guilty if you're like Joel and I, where our fun date or our, you know, novel date is a challenge for us to do that. And it may be for you as well. the point is to do what works best for you, what you can actually do, but make sure you're doing it. And that means you got to put some excuses aside. And there is a lot of excuses that come up. And it, like Joel said, we had to postpone. We could have easily let that slide easily because we had a lot of excuses come up. But because we had made this a new goal, we're like, we got to do this.
We're being accountable. I know, we're being accountable to you guys now. Like, uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we gotta hold true to these promises. But just do the best you can. Just make sure that you're actually doing the work. Do the work. Have fun. And we'll talk to you next time on the Married and Naked podcast.